I love Doug Marrone. You know, he was our offensive line coach and offensive coordinator my first 3 years in New Orleans. Did a phenomenal job for us. I think he was extremely influential on a lot of our young offensive linemen that are still playing today. Guys like Jory Evans and Zach Streif, just to name a few. But, it's been great to watch his career continue to thrive, you know, as he goes to Syracuse, his alma mater as the head coach, and then to Buffalo. And, so my time with Doug, I really valued, and I think that he's a great football coach.
Did he look like a future head coach when you were around him?
Yeah, because you know why? Because he really cares about players, you know, and he's an intense guy. He's a guy that takes his job very serious, you know. But I think at the end of the day, he really wants to see the best out of his players. He really cares for his players. And I think those are the guys that make the best head coaches, because even though they're going to be hard on you, it's because, you know, they love you and they want to see the best for you.
You smiled before you said intense.
Oh, I mean, it's funny, man. Everybody's got their own personalities, you know, that they bring to the game. And Doug's one of those guys, especially as an O-line coach. Those guys are typically pretty stressed out. You know, it's a little bit of the sky is falling mentality. Like, you know, these are all the things that could go wrong, you know. And yet, with that mentality also comes, man, I'm going to make sure my guys are as prepared as they could possibly be. And I think just our relationship and the way that we would work together and communicate and all those things, I thought helped us be really successful.
Tell me about why you're here, Verizon.
Yeah, Verizon Foundation is doing a lot of great things with young people to encourage them to get excited about science, math, technology, engineering, just all the things that really bring our game to life. And giving them that hands-on access, providing them with mentorship and kind of guidance and leadership in that regard. And I think that's just pointing out to the fact that, you know, when we think of our game, the NFL game, you know, so much emphasis put on the players, on the field, and that kind of thing. But, you know, think about what's created to then deliver to the fans. You know, it's live streaming on your phone. It's, you know, the spectacle that is the Super Bowl. And you've got Lady Gaga at halftime. And you've got, you know, all these elements to the game that just provide that ultimate entertainment experience. And it really comes from science and technology. And it's the continuing to advance that forward. And so we need young people to be excited about that kind of thing, and to want to make that a career.